Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Shank of katelovingshank.com, prayerprescriptions.com, and the author of the Prayer Prescription Series. This evening, Astrology's Astrologer is joining me, and we will be discussing the excitement that we all feel surrounding the presidential campaign of Bernie Sanders. It's just so remarkable how many young people and people of all ages, people of all stripes, people of all races, and have been magnetized to his campaign. He has excited so many people, which is a beautiful thing in and of itself. But there are problems in that the corporate media has pretty much blacked out Bernie Sanders. Have they not? Can you imagine if they would be giving him the coverage that he deserves? He would be like taking over the world, but he is in his own way. We're very excited about Bernie Sanders. We here in my house, everybody that I know going out and canvassing, letting people know about him. And what can I say? I want to talk too about Sheila Odette, Astrology's Astrologer, will be discussing, and we'll discuss this too, but the astrological campaign charts of Bernie, Trump, and Hillary. So, but astrologically, we had done Bernie Sanders' chart before. We may have done Hillary's. I don't know if we did because I couldn't have really stomached it. and the Donald, we had done him as well. And I want to talk about all the independent media that's springing up on the internet that really tells you the news that you want to hear. The corporate media is not really telling us anything except their chosen candidate has been Hillary Clinton from the very beginning. So with that said, I am going to bring on our dear Sheila Odette. Hello, dear Sheila.
Hello, dear Kate. How are you? You sound fine, terrific, and wonderful.
Yeah, okay. This is fun. Yeah, this is fun. I wanted to talk a little bit before we go into the charts about why do you support Bernie Sanders, and why do you endorse Bernie?
Because he's honest and because he has the people in mind. He is not a politician. He is a person that stands up for the people, and we haven't had anybody as like that since really Jimmy Carter. And you know,
yes,
what happened,
isn't that the
truth? Look what happened to him. So the thing about Bernie Sanders then is astrologically, he is a Virgo with a midheaven in Virgo, which means a Virgo represents, it's an M, and each one of those lines represents, it's a representative of mental, physical, emotional, and the line that turns in is spiritual. So it's an indication, mm-hmm. and it's North Node and Neptune, which is the spiritual realm, which means he connects. Not only he is like a portal, he's like a portal of information and love from heaven. So he is that represents Neptune, and then Mercury in Libra, which is the way you balance out how you express yourself, he then has his Mercury in Libra. And this is all in the 10th house. And the 10th house is what you're really supposed to be doing in life. The 10th house, the 6th house represents what we do for a living a lot of times. But the 10th house is what the soul is here to do, what the soul represents. And he also has Jupiter in Gemini, which means he's a good listener. I have Jupiter in Gemini, and everybody around, 1941 that has Jupiter, in Gemini.
Oh yeah.
And he has Uranus in Gemini, and which means basically. Not being able to not, that's why the young people are really gathered around him and the older people, because Saturn is in Taurus, but then Uranus is in Gemini. So he can really represent the younger souls too, the younger people too. And it's Venus and Libra can balance that out, where some of the other political candidates don't have that. The interesting thing about Bernie Sanders is that right before the election, his son, he's a Virgo, but our son progresses, into different signs. So the Virgo progressed into Libra because he was born at 15 degrees of Virgo. So when he was 15 years old, 15 and a half, his son went into Libra, and then it went into Scorpio. And that's why he's been in Scorpio, but in August, actually. Now, I guess it'll be September or October. His son, the last 30 years, has been in Scorpio. So, he really understands the underbelly of what's happening. What he's saying is really true. Then his son, when he becomes president, his son will be at zero Sagittarius. So zero Sagittarius can take the Scorpio information and can transform it into a positive, can weed it out and transform it into, but you have to recognize something to be able to fix it. So he knows what it is. And so basically that means he will be able to fix it. Now,
how he can fix it is because we can all fix it with him. Unlike any other presidential candidate or any other politician, he is indeed a public servant. And the way it works is he's not going to walk into the White House and close the door. He will be including us all the way along, and we're the ones who will be able to help him get his very foresighted agenda, completed with our help. And not only that, but we can all have our own insights into how these things can happen. And just yesterday, there was the Democracy Spring. All these people marched from Philadelphia to the Capitol in Washington, D.C. to protest money and politics. And it was by far the most people were arrested there than any other protest. So this is very exciting. This is what it is. It's the people's movement. It's not the oligarchy. It's not the special interest buying his election. That's the truth. The fact that he just has taken money only from us and not from any special interest is why he's including us in his plans, and he's not shutting us out. So I had to say that. Go ahead.
Well, you can say anything you want. It's your program.
Well, it's very important to realize that he is including us, unlike even Jimmy Carter or any of the others, because Jimmy Carter didn't have this kind of excitement in his campaign, run. No, this is the excitement that will carry all of us into a true democracy, or he's a New Deal candidate. I mean, really, even people like to say what is a way to discourage all of us that, well, look at the and I'm all of a sudden forgetting the candidate who ran on. Oh, George McGovern's. Look at him. He lost every state. Well, George McGovern did not have this kind of excitement, and people who know Bernie love Bernie. And then we become dedicated to the cause, you know. We become dedicated to helping people, to expand Social Security. We become excited about Medicare for all. We become excited, whatever it is, the climate. I mean, the climate is a number one concern. If we degrade the planet with fracking and not really doing anything, incremental change and all this sort of thing that all the other candidates, like Hillary is talking about, we're never going to – the planet has to have huge change in order to back off the – and it may even be too late. It may even be too late. But go ahead.
It's not too late. You can never say
it can't
too
be
late.
Too late. It
no,
can't be too late.
Because God created the planet. And, you know, the universe created the planet, and it's not going to let the planet – go downhill. Probably it would let the human race go downhill first.
Well, that's right. The human race would go, and maybe the planet could really survive then. But nevertheless, we really have to think about the planet probably above and beyond everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But that's me. Yeah. That's me. A lot of other people have other concerns. That Bernie is addressing all of the concerns. They say, oh, he's just a one-issue candidate. Yeah, but one issue is all of us, the American public. He addresses poverty, he addresses the middle class, and he addresses the fact that he is he's going to the Vatican, you know, this week. The Pope has invited him to give a talk on economic justice. Think about
good.
That.
Well,
did you know that?
You know, he has the youngest moon. His moon is in Aries, which is really interesting because it's moon is at 19 degrees of Aries, where Uranus is. Uranus is in Aries, and by election day, it'll be at 21 of Aries. Uranus moves very slowly. But Uranus is the new age. Uranus is, and he has the moon there in Aries, and Mars is Mars in Aries. And they're conjunct in the fifth house. So basically, he is the most creative. He is the biggest pioneer. And that moon rules his gestation point. So he his gestation point is in Cancer, you know, like the United States, and so he is here to save the country. He is here if we can listen to him, if we can get behind him. He is here to pioneer saving the country in a whole different way than it's ever been done before. And
Tommy. Harner wants to say, my Tom wants to say something. Hello, dear Tom Harner.
Hey.
Hi.
Yay.
Hi, Sheila. Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
You brought up George McGovern, and one of the points that is never discussed about McGovern was that he wasn't the official Democratic candidate, and when he got the nomination, everybody deserted him. All the state, the Democratic machinery in all the different states, because he wasn't their chosen candidate, they hung him out to dry. That's why he didn't win, you know, win overwhelmingly, because he got absolutely no support. So there's a political machine coming in and destroying the will of the people.
Yes, it is.
Well, yes, and yes, we see this with Bernie, but I think that Bernie and all the people who are behind him, we have to take it back. You know, we have to think of creative ways to take it back. I mean, George McGovern, I do not want to denigrate him in any way, because he was a wonderful, wonderful man, and it was just horrible to see what happened to him. But they're trying to do that to Bernie now.
Well,
But
this is a different time, and this is a different chart, and this is what this man has been born to do. And and we have Neptune in Pisces. You must not forget that. And Neptune in Pisces means with his where his node is, his connection is to from heaven to earth. So he is a portal from the other side. He is, it's not only, you know, the other side, the Pope, the holy, all of the holiness around this chart can indeed break the machinery. It can break it.
Mm-hmm.
it's in all of the, you know, it's in all of the parables, and it's in everything, you know, slaying, slingshot, everything. So it means that he's, you know, the interesting thing about Sanders is he's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And I feel that Trump and Hillary and the rest of them are getting weaker and weaker because the people are tired of the same old rhetoric. They don't want to hear it anymore. And they're tired of people, you know, picking on people and who cares whose wife is this and who's that. They don't talk about the issues. Sanders talks about the issues. The issues of what is happening. And that's what we need. And when you look at his graph, he's get the graph that I do that runs from January of 2016 to December. It is getting his graph is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and he's making more and more connections. And that his connections are the North Node in Virgo beside his Sun, and the nodes are the connection to people. And that's what's really important in a political chart, the connection. And he has the Sun in Virgo, the Midheaven in Virgo, and the North Node in Virgo. So mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, he is connecting on all those levels. And his wife, you know, I did his wife's chart, remember, too. His wife is no slouch. I mean, she's got a kite, and she's got Uranus in Cancer, and she has everything there, the Mercury and Sun in Capricorn, Midheaven in Capricorn. She has those things to support him. Really
you could feel they're I would call them a power couple in that there's so much love between them, and they have love for all of us, and you can feel that, and there's that's a beautiful thing. I mean, I love Jane Sanders and I love Bernie Sanders. They are just really the only choice. I wish we could get everybody to see that, but I think that as time goes on, there's just no other way than for that to push through.
Well, the interesting thing about it is she has a grand trine in water, but her moon at 14 Scorpio 56 in her natal chart is on the top of the election chart, which is the Sun is at 14 Scorpio 43, so that's only seconds off. Her moon lies on top of the Sun of November the 6th, 2016. I think, you know, sometimes astrology really blows your mind in that way, you know?
Astrology doesn't lie,
Well, since he's 10 years younger than him, you know? That puts her Uranus in Cancer, which puts her Uranus on top of his gestation point. And she's here as, you know, to be beside him. She's here they've been together before. I mean, they've been together before in their lifetimes. So the deal was to come in with each other. The deal was it's too big a job for one person, you know. Now we look in November, Bernie Sanders, the nodes come right down November the 6th on the graph over top of his Sun. So that means that something happening in May puts his connections bigger. Something happening in July makes the connections bigger with the public. Something happened in October makes the connections, and then it comes right down over, as I'm looking here, right around November 6th, the nodes come right down over the Sun. So that's pretty hot astrology, okay? Now, the Scorpio thing is, you know, the powers that be on both sides are trying to get people out. I mean, they want who they want. They want to buy. The corporations want to run the country, and they're not going to be able to run him. And that's the biggie. That's the biggie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It is.
You know? they want to take all of people's money and they want to have power over. Where I think what you're saying is Bernie Sanders wants power with.
Yes.
And power with
yes.
is so different than power over. I'm so happy that he's going to see the Pope, because the Pope, you know, the Pope is really another one that's really driving the Vatican nuts, because he's doing all kinds of stuff. And then my friend said, well, why doesn't he just step in about? I said, well, the Pope's pretty smart. He has to go slowly, you know?
Yes.
You have to change thousands and thousands of years of law and of church law and everything, you know, hundreds of thousands. You have to go slow. You have to go slow.
Yes, yes.
I think it's
very exciting because on Good mm-hmm. Friday, the little birdie showed up. A week before that, Bernie Sanders in an American Indian ceremony was given his American Indian name, which I'm sorry to say I should have done a little research on that because I don't know what it is. And then you have this thing with Pope Francis, St. Francis and the birdies and so forth, and he's going to go over and be, I know he's going to be given an audience with the Pope. And then, of course, none of this is political. None of this is politics. It's on a higher plane. It's on a higher level. Then what happens is that a few days later we have the New York primary, which is mm-hmm. New York, the state is very Catholic. So
yes.
I know that there's a component there that will help him.
Well, Donald Trump seems to think he has New York sewed up, and I don't think he does, you know?
Well, they're trying to steal the election from him, too. I don't like that.
Well, that's what I just said. They, mm-hmm. they're trying, you know. And beside that, his mouth is, you know, his brain's not attached to his mouth. You know, he has this Uranus junction in Gemini, and it seems just come out of his mouth, and you go, oh, my God. You know? Oh, my God. Interestingly enough, it was August the 6th. It'll be August the 16th, 2016, when his sun changes signs, too. It goes to 00 Virgo. Now, the 00 Sagittarius is much more fortuitous to be elected president than the Virgo sun, you know? You know, it's funny, looking over Trump's chart today and all, I just thought, he may get tired of this whole thing.
Oh,
I would
if I were him, yeah.
You know, he has that kind of chart that, you know, he flips from flower to flower, from building to building, from golf courses to beauty pageants to buildings to you know.
To bankruptcy to bankruptcy.
Yeah, and I just think that, by looking at the chart and all, I just feel, oh, gosh, I didn't know this was going to go this far, you know?
I
jumped in here and I didn't know. And he has the moon in Sag, and when he has the sun in Gemini and the moon in Sag, as soon as they get sick of something, they go to the next star. They go, oh,
mm-hmm,
my God, I want to
mm-hmm.
reach that star. I want to reach that star. Oh, I did. Oh, my God. Now I want to go to the next one. So it really is, how long is he going to, is it going to hold his interest? And he gets insulted so easy, you know? And,
yes, he does.
Yeah, it's like there's a reaction thing there, which you don't want on the red phone in the White House. Well, they guess us, we'll just blow him up. I mean, that's there in his chart with that moon in Sagittarius.
These people are not safe. They're not safe for us.
No.
So Sheila and Kate. When people call Donald Trump a blowhard, they're talking about they're really calling the kettle black on that one, aren't they? With him blowing everything up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's in his chart. I mean, that's basically.
Yeah.
When people look and call him that, they're really calling it. They're really reading his the chart is the soul. And I think a lot of people can mm-hmm. really read that. And in the United States, we don't take astrology as seriously as other countries. You know, I did one in Turkey the other day, and And I said to her, did you ever have your charger? And she said, everybody in Turkey has their charger. I did one for a 10-year-old in England, and I said to the mother, what did you think? She said, I didn't listen to that. That's his business. If he wants me to, fine. I put it up on the shelf and tell him what it was, and when he's ready to listen to that, he will, and if he's ready to share it, he will. But that's private business. So I find it interesting how other countries, you know, really hold astrology up as this sacred tool to use, and this country does not, which is interesting.
Yes, yes.
That's maybe Nancy Reagan. She was pretty serious about it.
She was. She was. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was. And actually, Hillary, Hillary, you know, was with Jean Houston, and she takes the esoteric stuff pretty seriously, too. I think, you know,
the problem with somebody like Hillary is that she'll feed her family organics and non-GMO foods, but she wants to stuff GMO foods down the throats of everybody in the world. So yeah, that's hypocrisy of the greatest way that it exists.
But we're talking about 5 planets in Scorpio. Okay, yeah. 5. So, and they're in the 12th house. And if you know what the 12th house, that's the secret keeping house. That's the house of the mystery. That's the house of, and she has Mercury and Scorpio retrograde in her natal chart in the 12th house. So,
I mean, she put that unsecured server in a basement. That's very symbolic of being holding secrets.
Yes. And her moon in Pisces. The moon in Pisces is interesting because the moon in Pisces, it's the hero or the victim. You know, the one side's the hero and the other side's the victim. The victim is you have to suffer like Jesus did in the cross. But that's not what he taught. He taught, when he was healer, he taught people how to do miracles and be healers and rise up out of anything. So he taught the other side of Pisces. But she has Pisces, it's the 23 degrees of Pisces. So, but her Uranus, again, is in Gemini. She was born in 47, but it moves very slowly. And she's at 25. But Saturn has moved on in her chart. So she has a Mars, Pluto, Saturn in Leo, which means she's always coveted her husband's position, okay? She's always, that it's an intercepted house, and it's really kind of convoluted, but it means there is an internal wish. It's an in-between house cusp with no, it's an internal wish to do something that you keep secret. Okay, so that's a few places in the chart, okay? Now her sun has moved on to 12 degrees of Capricorn, and her moon is in Libra. She is trying now to put on a different front. She is Neptune conjunct the moon in Libra. She's trying to balance out stuff to make herself, well, I can't say it any other way, to make herself look good. I mean, they're all trying to do that. But still in all, I don't think that Bernie Sanders says stuff to make himself look good. I think
he's the example of the most egoless politician I've ever witnessed in my life.
Well, he's a public servant.
Well, wait a minute, Tom. Say that sentence again.
Mm-hmm. He is egoless.
Okay,
you know,
egoless.
Egoless.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like you don't. I'm just looking at all these different politicians, including Jerry Brown and, you know, different people who were, you know, so-called progressive. But this guy, Bernie, is really, he really lacks the ego because his consciousness is really into a lot of cooperation. And he's the new paradigm that we've been looking for, coming from a top down kind of system, you know, different business systems top down, political systems top down. He now is breaking the mold and going the way that every entity needs to go to really break the old paradigm.
Yes,
and
that's
being broken from the bottom up. That's the real grassroots, is from the bottom up, and everything's been from the top down, which is how we've gotten into trouble.
Yes, and the quintiles, he has quintiles in his chart. You don't see a lot of quintiles in people's chart. There's 72-degree aspects of really great, great talent. And he has that from his Pluto Chiron, which is the key in Leo. He has that's a conjunction there. Right after in the ninth house of spiritual muscle. That's what it is. It's spiritual muscle, and it's the key to know how to get it done. And the ninth house also is help from the other side. It's help from those who come before you. It's help. And where you divide by two to get the midpoint of the sun and moon, which means his God seed, his original God seed, is in Virgo, which means mental, physical, emotional, and the thing turned in is spiritual, with the midheaven. It means on every single representational level, you know, he is available, not just on one, but on every single level, he is available, and he's available to be able to channel it verbally, that it's not above the ordinary people's heads, that they can understand it. They can understand that, if, you know, physically and emotionally, he can do the feelings without even having to talk, you know. And that's really a gift. I think it comes through the TV. It comes through right into the home. And I think when you look at Hillary and you look at Trump, there's kind of a wall between us and them.
Yeah, there is.
There's this wall. And, I mean, you see it with really great talent that, you know, even on The Voice and some of those shows, that right away you go, whoa, they just broke the proscenium wall. They came right through to our home. And you hear the judges and stuff saying, the wonderful girl on American Idol did that, and Trent, the boy that was Juan, did it too. It's like coming through there and making you part of them and them part of you. And so then they can represent you. They can represent you. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth, because with Trump and Hillary, you get condensation. You feel that they are looking down at us. They can... They're both of them are getting away with great insult to almost all of us, and for some reason, they're being allowed to get away with it, including Bill Clinton recently with the Black Lives Matter situation. He was just completely insulting, and they're getting away with it. And the thing is, are they really getting away with it? Tom and I were talking earlier. Maybe they're really not.
They're not getting away with it. And I'm really interested in Ted Cruz, because he really is. I mean, no one likes him. It was interesting that on Twitter, his roommate said he wasn't invited to parties unless his roommate was invited in college. No, I mean, he's not well-liked. And, you know, you have to really look at that. He's going to be president of the United States, and he's not liked in the Senate. He wasn't liked in college. Where did that come? Where did he come from? I'm like...
But Trump and Hillary, actually Trump is the least liked. Hillary's likability has fallen hugely over the last few months, and you know, her favorite. Nobody trusts her. They and when you do a Google search on Hillary as an example, that it just comes up as a liar. You know, she has lied so much, yet she doesn't know that she's lying, and that's true. That's the truth. Signature of a sociopath.
Do liars ever know they're lying, Kate?
Well, they twist
the truth around to make it sound like the truth, and then they begin to believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? Well, that's the definition of Scorpio, which he has five planets in.
Yeah.
That's one of the definitions of a Scorpio, that they can do that. They also can be, you know, really wonderful. But if you want to be operated on, get a Scorpio surgeon, because they can go deep and really find it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the problem with the Democratic Party, which I know, is not that it's that it isn't the Democratic Party anymore. It's the Clinton Party. They have spent years trying to buy it off. And I really hope it fails big time.
Well, it will. It has to.
It has to, yes.
And it really does. So I really hope that he can get supported more and more and more. Maybe it's interesting that he has Neptune being crossed over right now by all this stuff, and he's going to see the Pope. And before I got on the air, I was wondering, what is this Neptune thing? Well, the Neptune thing is going to see the Pope. That's what it is. It's crossing
the
line.
There it is.
In the graft. So I find
Yeah, the American press will probably try their best to ignore his visit to the Pope, but the international press are going to go crazy with this. So the American press will look completely idiotic because they won't get away with it.
No. Well, they won't get away with it because of the Catholics, the Catholics are going to be really very interested, and that's a big population. I mean,
yeah.
He's got the strongest Latino support ever in New York State, because they're all getting on the bandwagon. The Pope comes from South America, so
yeah.
There's now these people, you know, the poor peasant class who came to the U.S. To pick our fruit and stuff and slaughter our animals. I mean, now they have a Pope from South America that they can trust, instead of a European Pope that's looking down their nose at them as if they're chattel.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's sad, isn't it?
Well, he is a very exciting transformational figure. And I'm talking about the Pope. And we had done his chart here on this program, too. And his chart is just absolutely amazing. And the fact that somehow that even on a psychic level that the Pope and Sanders, Bernie Sanders, have hooked up on a heart-to-heart level. And it seems like there is, as you said, a spiritual otherworldly component that's helping Bernie, and coupled with the fact that this is what he's come to do, I would say.
Well, you remember that none of the Vatican wanted this Pope. They put him on the back burner. They put him on the back burner, and the last time they voted for Pope, he walked out and went, "Wow, I got out of that time." And then this last time he couldn't get out of it. And they knew what he was going to do. They knew that he was going to, do all the things. I'm not living in the Vatican. I have my own apartment. And I'm, you know, all of this stuff. Wears a wooden cross. Sits on a wooden chair. He rides in his own little car, riding the big limo, and it's great. I mean, he's of the people and for the people, just like, Jesus and Gandhi and all of those, they walk with the people, they live with the people. That's the way this Pope is. So, and I think that's the way Bernie Sanders is too.
He may not get away with living in a different place though than the White House because of the intense security that is required of that position. It'll be interesting to see what he does with it. That's for sure.
He'll be living in the White House, but you'll probably find him out at 3:00 in the morning talking to the homeless.
Yeah,
with Martin Sheen.
Yes, the other president.
Yeah,
West Wing. Yeah,
Diana's sons do that too, Prince William and
yes.
them, because they
yes.
were taught to do that. They were taught to do it. So they do that too. So the world is, we have hope for the world, I think. I feel
well, you know,
we
yeah, you talk about the age of Aquarius and all the different paradigm changes, the shift and all this stuff that's been going on in every other wet realm, but politics. So Bernie Sanders seems to be the link to this shift to bring it into the political process, which has up until this point been completely stagnant with greed and all kinds. It's bought and sold. So that is really great. You know it's going to succeed because of if you look at the whole picture, this amazing rising of consciousness and enlightenment has happened almost every other realm of life. Except politics, and now it's happening in politics. If somebody like Hillary or Donald Trump gets in, it's not going to happen, you know, basically.
I can't even think that we could say that Donald Trump is holding the United States.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. But like you said, he's actually starting to look at Bernie Sanders in a different way. He said some nice things about him this week because, you know, they're both sort of being dissed by the establishment. Well, neither one of them have been establishment candidates, so that's how they have that in common.
Yeah, well, I want to say that I want to leave this till now, but Venus Mars on this graph, it started right now. Well, it's going to start at the end of April, actually. Uranus is going over Venus Mars in May, June, July, August, all the way till the election. And Venus Mars rules the average person. Venus Mars is what rules the average man and woman. And he has Uranus. So something is going to be dynamite here to raise him up to the attention of people that are giving their $10 checks and all of this. But still in all, there it is, right there on the graph. I'm looking right at it. The line of Uranus means, it hits. It's like lightning. It hits, and people really notice, and then people notice more, and then people notice more. So that's what's in this graph that I'm looking at from April all the way to November. And then November is when, actually September, Jupiter comes over Mercury. There's some kind of speech there. And then in November, Jupiter comes over the moon. And the moon in a chart like this from March when Uranus went over the moon until December means the moon represents the public in a chart, in a politician's chart or a chart that's going to, you know. And then the God seed is the one that comes over right on November the 6th. His son sign comes right over the nose, the connection with the public and Neptune. And so anyway, if this man gets elected, it's as above, so below. It's going to be really something very interesting. The whole tenure, the whole thing of the country will switch. And politicians are scared to death.
Yeah,
Corporations are scared to death, you know.
All they think about is power over, as you said, and they're so wrapped up in themselves and what they can get out of everything and how to steal from the common person and give it, you know, the only reason they want to cut Social Security and they want to get rid of all the entitlements of everybody is that they can put it up to the, as Bernie Sanders says, you know, up to the oligarchy. We don't have a democracy. We have an oligarchy. And you can see it with the Republican agenda. You can see it with the Clintons, you know. They are, she won't release her transcripts because she knows that it would be game over for her candidacy in 1 second. So by not releasing those transcripts, she has really essentially ruined her chances, I think, because she's getting tired of people asking her to release the transcripts, and then she starts screaming at people. Or when people say, "Are you taking money from this or from that?" You know, the fossil fuels. Are you taking money for fracking? Will you please sign a pledge? She starts screaming at young people. And she wants young people to support her? They'll never support her. Never.
No. No. Never. Well, you're talking about the definition of Scorpio, and then now, I mean, what we're saying about they've gotten away with it for so long, they think they can continue to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you get away with, it, you know, that's just like a child. If they get away with it, then they keep getting away with it. And so I think that the Sanders is just. And the people become brainwashed if they get away with it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're brainwashed into saying, oh, yeah, that's just the way it is. And well, no, it doesn't have to be that way. So.
Yeah, people become demoralized, like the super delicate issue. People think, well, something's happening. People think,
sounds like God's coming in here.
Sounds like the ocean is sweeping through.
Yeah.
So people think
that's Bernie's peace train floating through the cosmos.
Okay.
The love train. Okay. Let me just say this: that the whole super delicate issue is a way to demoralize the voter. They think, well, if I vote, you know, like in Wyoming, Bernie beat Hillary by double digits, and yet all of the super delegates went to Hillary. So people say, well, why should I even vote? Because of this rigged system. Well, people have to realize we have to push through this and vote for Bernie, and the super delegate issue will take care of itself, for sure.
Yes.
People will start flipping. They're already flipping. There's a super delicate flipping for Bernie every day, at least one.
Yes. Good. That's great. I think he can do it. If he just has to stay strong. And you know
he will. He's the strongest of us all, because there's two. I noticed that there's a lot of doubt about this thing. You know, even in the forget the mainstream media. They're completely lost. But even with the independent media, I was talking about at the beginning of the program, the only one of all these people, I'm going to go through this. This is very important for people to watch the independent media, because you're going to get news about Bernie Sanders. But of all the people that I'm about to say, Tim Black is the one who doesn't fall down to doubt about Bernie Sanders. He's this motivational guy who every night he has a 2-hour blog talk radio program that he streams on YouTube, so you can see him talk and give the radio show. And and he's gaining a lot of popularity because of his extreme his honesty about the political process. But the Benjamin Dixon Show is another one. I love them, and they're very honest. But they have right now they're being completely showered with doubt. And then there's the same progressive is great, but she's completely unhinged about the fact that there is a lot of voter suppression going on, and we can all feel that too, but there's a lot of doubt. Then there's the Young Turks. You have to watch them. They're on YouTube. Just type in the Young Turks and watch them. They're actually more popular than CNN on YouTube. They have a tremendously popular, but they are very doubtful about everything. Another one who is not doubtful at all that Bernie Sanders is going to win is H.A. Goodman. He is completely on, and he writes a Huffington Post article every other day about how Bernie is the front runner because he's not being investigated by the FBI. Bernie's the one who's going to go see the Pope, and Hillary's probably going to be indicted by the FBI every day, he says. It's really great. I want to just say that. The Humanist Report is another great show on YouTube that's progressive. Bernie 2016 TV. It's important for us all to read The Nation, which is a very old progressive magazine that we used to get at our house as I was growing up. Op-Ed News with Rob Call. This is not in order of good to bad, but Op-Ed News with Rob Call is excellent. And I get all my news on Twitter. I mean, I can't, you know, you can, as soon as anything happens, it's on Twitter. So that's why I really like it. And then all these people I just said, you can follow them on Twitter and get what their reactions are to certain things. But you know, the independent media, this independent media has grown very strong. Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Has been strong for years, but she has gained more recognition because of the Bernie Sanders revolution. All of these programs have gained strength and momentum because of Bernie. And Bernie Sanders is winning, not from mainstream media's coverage. Obviously, he's been blacked out, but it's been completely internet-driven, his success.
Well,
so this
that's
is why,
right.
This is why, yeah, this is why people need to watch what's going on in the internet. Actually, Facebook is pretty strong with Bernie, too. And as somebody mentioned to me the other day, though, that they watch mainstream media in order to figure out what they're doing, because you can't just I think Morning Joe is turning towards Bernie more and more every day too.
Yep. See, that's the, he's coming. He's getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and there's going to be some lightning hits here. You know, you get stronger and stronger, and then all of a sudden, boom, something happens, you know, and I can't think of the word, you know. The paradigm gets stronger all of a sudden. It goes, you know, it's genius. And that's what's happening in this graph. And
yes, Bernie. So, Bernie announced his trip to the Vatican on Morning Joe, so that was really awesome.
So when's he going?
Let's see. The debate is on Thursday, and he's immediately going to the Vatican after that, and then he'll be back for. He's the most incredibly energetic person too. I mean, he does three major rallies a day that draws anywhere from 7 to 20 to 20,000 people. You know, everybody loves him. They just love him. Can you imagine?
Wow.
He can't even imagine what has happened.
No.
He can't.
Well, he but his soul imagines it, or it couldn't be happening. So he, you know, we
well,
create
you know,
our reality.
You know, yeah, you know that Marianne Williamson loves Bernie Sanders. When she was running for office in California, she was very much running on a similar sort of tone
platform
that Bernie's running now, platforms and such. And what I have found to be interesting is that she will hold certain conferences on political transformation, and he's always the keynote speaker.
Oh, wow.
So they're good friends. They're good friends. And Tom Hartman, too, and Marianne Williamson and Bernie Sanders, all of them are very good friends. So it's I think that Bernie Sanders is very spiritual, very spiritual. He doesn't, may not talk about it, but he lives it, and he actually exemplifies it in every way that he is.
Yes, I think so, too. Well,
yep. So I think we covered that. To hey Tom, do you have anything to say?
The only thing I have to say is what a great service you guys have been doing now for all this time, and I think it's you know, like 40 years or 50 years ago. I think world leaders and prospective presidents and corporate leaders of the right social graces and everything, they were hiding. They would keep all this stuff hidden. It's nice to see astrology getting out into the mainstream. And part of that, too, is part of the shift is coming from all this stuff that you guys are sharing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's wonderful. We appreciate that. It's sometimes feels like a lonely endeavor, but
never.
No,
never.
I've been spending
never.
So much time on the Bernie Sanders campaign that I haven't really been podcasting lately. But this is
you
a podcast
a
right here, so that's
billion angels in the state. Okay.
I'm sorry?
Billion angels.
Say it again.
I said you have a billion angels around you.
Oh, thank you. So do you, and so do we all. We all do. We just have to realize that.
Yeah.
So until next month, my dear, we love you very much, and we will figure out the next topic.
Okay. All right, dear Kate.
Love, to,
dear
love you all.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Honey, we're gonna go out.